Good afternoon. My name is Mark Davidson. I'm with Design Consultants Group in Milton, Delaware. With me today is Mr. and Mrs. Davidson, who are the owners and of the property, and they also are the owners of the Donut Connection.
Gotcha.
And I will be brief. Before you, you have the minutes from the commission who unanimously approved this project. Within those minutes and within the recommendations, pretty much my presentation, so I'll just kind of touch base a little bit about the area. I'm sure everybody knows you've been down Route 9, you've seen Donut Connection.
Mm-hmm.
It is sitting on 6 acres of property. It is located approximately 4,000 feet east of Harbison, which is also Route 5, Delaware Route 5. It's located on U.S. Route 9 on the south side of the project. The first 300 feet of this property is zoned commercial, C1, general commercial. The back portion of the property zoned AR1. We're asking for the change of zone to your new CR1, the commercial residential zone, to kind of package this whole property into one zoning category. The booklet has pretty much all the maps and all my presentation within the booklet. We are on the future land use plan for the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. We are in an area known as a developing area. The Davidsons would like to expand their facility. The need for rezoning to CR1 will allow them to expand their facility to help. This is their production facility existing on the site right now. They serve, they make their product here, and they distribute it throughout Kent and Sussex counties to their existing retail stores, as well as convenience stores, and they also serve BB Medical Center. Quickly, the site, what we have on site is an existing septic system on site. It's an on-site gravity. At the rear of the property, there is stormwater management facility existing on site. Again, the expansion would allow the Davidsons to, or the rezoning would allow the Davidsons to expand their facility. So at that time, I can take any questions that you might have.
I was just going down the road and happened to take a picture. Now, help me orient myself here. That's the sign. Now, you've got some residences in the background. That's the sign for the application. Is it misplaced or what?
Where did that picture come from?
It's on Route 9. It's right in front of...
Who gave you the picture?
I made it.
You took the picture.
I took the picture. Yeah, I take pictures. Okay, so that is the property.
Sam's chasing.
All right.
She's taking pictures.
So then, what we're talking about, the property in back of Donut Connection?
Stay.
Yes.
But it's all, okay, it's just,
yeah,
it's stretched,
all
it comes out this
here.
Wide.
Still
is what I'm trying to figure out.
Right?
Okay, fine. Gotcha. It just couldn't quite picture, but it's quite a lot of frontage there. Yeah, more than I realized. Okay, gotcha.
Anyone else have any questions for Mr. Davidson?
You didn't bring any.
No. I'm telling you.
That's what the commission wanted. I heard.
Yeah.
I
might have to defer this.
I did not say defer.
I second that.
Mr. Davidson, is there anything else you
and
would
I'm
like
on a diet,
present?
And I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr.
Good question.
Have you called for any other? Is there anyone here who would like to be heard in either support of or in opposition to this application?
Okay.
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized, so we will close the public hearing. Let me read the title. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial and a C1 general commercial district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being Broadkill 100 containing 6 acres more or less.
Motion, please.
Also, I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1635 on behalf of Charles Davidson. There's no further discussion. We will take the vote. Please state your reasons. Ms. Deaver?
Oh, I'll vote yes. I think that it's suitable for that area. It's already commercial, fronting on Route 9, and I also take the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission on this. Vote yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Based on recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission and the fact it's already a CR1 in front of this, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the same reason that Vincent voted, but also that's because the Planning and Zoning recommended it.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reasons Sam voted. It's an extension of an existing commercial district.
That's right, George. You'll be old some of these days.
I vote yes. It's an appropriate use and an extension of C1 district. Motion carried.
Good luck to you. Good luck. I wish you much success.
We just need to drive in on the way home, right?
Yes.
And skinny latte. Skinny latte, remember me.
Nick, what do you got to offer?
Donuts for dinner.
Next application is change of zone 1682, the application of Nicholas Verado Jr. and Joanne T. Verado to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district. For a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, for land lying southwest of Layton Avenue, 102 feet north of Route 305, also known as Jersey Road, and 300 feet south of Route 24 to be located on 26,400 square feet, more or less. Planning and Zoning held a public hearing on this application on March 12 of 2009. The commission was reminded that they had held a public hearing on this site on January 22nd of 2009 for rezoning from AR1 to CR1. That the commission had expressed some concerns about such a rezoning, and that on January 23rd of 2009, the applicant withdrew his application and reapplied for B1 neighborhood business. We'd received comments from DLDOT, the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, Sussex Conservation District. Nicholas Verado was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1682 for Nicholas Verado Jr. and Joanne T. Verado for a change of zone from AR1 to B1 based upon a record made at a public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this site has been historically used for commercial or business purposes. The applicant has owned it for many years and operated a photography studio at this site. Two, given the size of the site and limited uses permitted under the B1 zoning classification, this change of zone will not have a significant adverse effect upon neighboring or adjacent properties. Three, the change of zone will be consistent with other zoning classifications in the area, which include many neighboring B1 zoned properties as well as business and commercial uses. Four, B1 zoning is appropriate for this parcel to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density, or medium-density residential neighborhoods. So the motion, second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. And I have received no additional comments from any agency or individual to date since the public hearing. That's all I have.
Any questions for Mr. Lang? Mr. Verado?
Nick Verado, 29817 John J. Williams Highway in Millsboro.
Can you tell us about your application, please?
The reason for the application is it's 47 years ago we built a building. At the time, there were no zoning laws, and I've moved away from photography in the last few years into real estate, and I would like to rent the building. The building is a very well-constructed building. It has a new roof over 5 years ago. We've had it upgraded electricity-wise. It's been inspected. And I would like to get some revenue out of this building.
Does the council have any questions for Mr. Verado?
Layton Avenue. That's not a road now, I assume, is it? I mean, it's not
no,
a marked road.
It was abandoned years ago, but it kept a name.
Okay. How will you access off Jersey Road?
Yes.
And would that go all the way through to John J. Williams Highway? Would that have, or were you going to stop it at that property line?
The reason that the fence was put up was that people were abusing it rather than using it.
Shortcut.
We opened it one time when they had trouble with the bridge, we let school buses use it. But being it was dirt, and a lot of the younger people would do donuts in the backyard. It was a good parking place, and we were picking up trash pretty regularly, and thought permission from the neighbors to go ahead and do that.
Okay, so primarily then you'll access your site off of Jersey Road?
Yes, that would be off of Jersey Road, yes. Correct.
You own the bed of what was formerly Layton?
Yes.
Are there any other questions for Mr. Verano?
Are those are homes there around you or no?
Yes.
Oh, no.
They're on Jersey Road. There's
yes.
homes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you haven't heard any complaints at all about that, about this? Evidently, the room's empty, so.
Wait, a bus just pulled up full of opposition.
There's a auto repair on Jersey Road. There's
okay.
a.
Gotcha.
There's a garage further down the road.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, garage.
Mixed use
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Okay. Been that way since the beginning of time.
Okay,
right.
Very good.
It's not really in a subdivision either. It's a cluster of lots. Just
okay,
intermingled.
I understand. That's what I wanted to know.
Any other questions for Mr. Verano? If not, you can have a seat.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak either in support of or in opposition to the application? Let the record show that no one is present. And we will therefore close the public hearing.
Please read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being an Indian River Hundred containing 26,400 square feet, more or less.
Is there a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Accept this 1682.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Is there a second?
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve change of zone 1682 on behalf of Nicholas Verano Jr. and Joanne T. Verano. Is there any further questions from council? If not, we'll take the vote. Please state your reasons for your vote, Ms. Deaver.
I vote yes, and I'm taking the advice of the Planning and Zoning Commission, and its business has been in operation for some 50 years, and it's appropriate that it be zoned that way.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on the recommendation of Planning and Zoning and finding of fact, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes on the same reason of Planning and Zoning recommended it. I feel that shows right, that made the right decision.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes. It's had a history of commercial activity from prior to the zoning codes of this county.
I vote yes. It's appropriate use. Motion carried. Motion to...
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second?
You're welcome.
Second motion.
You second,
all in favor,
Nick,
say
Nick
aye.
Nick seconded.
Aye.
Second motion.
Enjoy Florida.